Coming into focus, Arab youth. Much of the world's Arab youth face daunting challenges in countries that offer few opportunities for employment or political involvement. More than half the population of the Arab world is under the age of 25, and analysts warn that rising unemployment among Arab young people could lead to a widespread crisis if reforms are not forthcoming. VOA's Brent Hurd looks at challenges that young people face in many Arab lands.
In a recent issue of the government-owned Riyadh Daily newspaper, a distressed mother voiced her concern about some Saudi educators.
The day after September 11th, my younger son told me that his art teacher told him to draw the planes as they hit the World Trade Center. We kept our children from watching these violent scenes at home, but evidently the teachers had a different point of view. For 4 years, I suffered silently from all of this, and then the day came when terrorists attacked the Saudi Interior Ministry in Riyadh. My son said that he recognized one of the attackers from his school. How can a mother send her kids to school when she knows they might fall prey to a terrorist teacher?
Using a computer as a metaphor, Islamic scholar Mamoun Fandi, a senior fellow at the James Baker Institute for Public Policy in Houston, Texas, says much of the Arab world is in crisis.
Most of us conceptualize the problems of the Muslim world as hardware problems, as development and building infrastructures and so on and so forth. But I think the crisis is one of a software problem, what is being uploaded in the minds of the young.
Mr. Fandi recently examined educational systems in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan, countries that have produced the majority of Al-Qaeda terrorists. He says many Middle Eastern educators were influenced by extreme Islamist movements in the 1980s. These groups had similar strategies.
Take over of the Ministry of Education, take over the curricula, take over training of teachers, and all of a sudden the whole software of the nation is rewired. What these students learn in school is a vision of a glorious Islamic past compared to a contemptuous presence.
Mamoun Fandi says the disconnect between belonging to a revered Islamic civilization and the reality of day-to-day life amplifies a sense of hopelessness for many young Arabs. Many analysts say numerous textbooks in Arab countries focus more on religion and Islamic traditions while neglecting science, technology, and critical thinking. The International Youth Foundation is a non-sectarian charity working with schools to create new curricula and computer training centers in the Arab world. According to the foundation's president, William Reese,
critical thinking is something that schools need and curricula need and teachers need to teach your kids to ask questions, talk amongst themselves, learn in teams. Critical thinking is what ultimately will produce democracies or better democracies, will probably produce better economic growth situations. Critical thinking is what breeds innovation and invention.
Innovation is what a recent United Nations report on Arab human development says is critical for societies to foster political freedom and join the global economy. Unemployment and lack of opportunity are massive problems in countries like Egypt, where only one-third of college graduates found work after leaving school last year. Many have ended up with jobs for which they are overqualified. International Youth Foundation President William Reese finds this troubling.
Clearly disaffected, alienated, unemployed young people are not going to be contributing much to their neighborhoods, to their societies, to their nation by being workers and paying taxes. So you want to get young people thinking that they have a stake in the future. And it's hard for a young person to feel that they have a stake if they don't have a job.
In addition to the stress of finding work, many young Arabs are frightened by what they perceive as a belligerent United States, according to Judith Kipper, director of the Middle East Forum at the Council on Foreign Relations here in Washington.
It's also a job of the West to communicate better and not to communicate with an imperial or superior attitude and not to reduce all issues between Western countries and Muslim countries to a slogan, war on terrorism.
Judith Kipper and other analysts agree that the problems in the Arab world stem from within, where reform must take place to ensure a bright future for their youth. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.